ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 10th chapter, text number 51. The pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Tretayam vartamanayam. Tretayam vartamanayam. Kalakrita samobhavat. Rame rajani dharmagye. Sarvabhuta sukavahe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Varnashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be invoked. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. Kaler dosha nide rajan asti hi eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 51. If people take to the Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna Hare Ram, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And the people of this age will be happy, as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere, can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities, and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaurasundar. Tretayam vartamanayam kalakrita samobhavat rame rajani dharmagye sarvabhuta sukavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Hare Krishna. The blessings of the senior devotees. Try to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. We are the substitute today. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was supposed to speak, but they came very late. So here, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are described. In this verse, it is stated that Lord Ramachandra was the king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age became like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. So, in Satya Yuga, the duration of life is 100,000 years. For us, this is inconceivable because it is too much for our small minds to comprehend. We are very short-lived. Manda sumanda mataya, manda bhagya hyupadrita. Short-lived, always disturbed, and very restless, very impatient. We are constantly looking at the watch. Okay, when is it time? Of course, you already had breakfast. But there is second breakfast at 9:15. So, in other ages, people had other qualities. Just like we hear that Lord Ramachandra was banished to the forest for 14 years. So Bharat, he put his Lord Ramachandra's wooden shoes on the throne. And he could have said, you know, tough luck, too bad, he's gone, so let me be king. No, patiently, for 14 years, he worshipped those shoes. And he was confident that his brother will return and will assume the throne. So he was only ruling on his behalf. We cannot comprehend of this patience. 14 years, it is beyond our time scale. So, in Satya Yuga, people lived 100,000 years. Dwapara Yuga, 10,000 years. Treta Yuga, 1,000 years. In Kali Yuga, 100 years. But even that is very doubtful. How many of you have somebody in their family who lived to be 100 years? Grandparents, great-grandparents? Nobody, not even one. I was just in Russia. The average male in Russia lives to be 59 years. Now, retirement is a 62. There is a slight problem, as you can see. Like missing 3 years, right? So you don't actually make it to retirement. Huh? Which means you work and you die. Huh? That is the unfortunate situation of Kali Yuga. What is the life expectancy in India? Anybody knows? Average? 58. Even 1 year less. So, Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. There's so many bad qualities. We may say, we are born in the wrong age. Like Vibhishan, he was born in the wrong family. He was born in Asura family, family of demons. And for that, people thought he was disqualified because of his association with the wrong type of people. Now, somebody may say, you're all born in the wrong age. Or some people are born in the wrong country or in the wrong continent. But all these things do not play a role of importance if we connect ourselves with the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because even though we may have all these material disadvantages, by taking on this asti hieka mahadgunat, this one great advantage, it overrules all the other disadvantages. It's like you're standing in the free queue for darshan at Tirupati, and it may take you how many hours? 24 hours. But all of a sudden, some VIP comes by and sees you and says, hey, aren't you that kid who gave me such nice idlis at Radha Gopinath Mandir in Chaupati? And you say, yes, that's me. And there, off you go. Not 50 rupee line, not 250 rupee line, not 500 rupee line. You go straight up for the darshan of the Lord. Now, of course, as we have seen in our South Indian yatra, sometimes it is better that we wait in the queue and prepare ourselves to have the proper mood and attitude to come before the Lord. And we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because it's not about speed. It's not about how fast we are getting darshan. But the point is that all seeming disadvantages are overruled by this great advantage of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he states that one need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Now, some people may think, oh, observe the rules, stay free from the contamination, that's very difficult. But there Prabhupada goes on to say, even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life, immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be freed from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. So it is not a carte blanche, it is not just a free-for-all, a free pass, that simply by chanting we can go on being fallen or being sinful. But it is stated here by Srila Prabhupada that even if we are sinful, and we cannot give it up immediately, simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, with devotion and faith, we will attain life success. Now, what is that faith? Initially, when we come in contact with the Krishna Consciousness Movement, there is some initial appreciation. We think, oh, this is nice. There is some faith in the person we meet, in the process, but there is less understanding of the potency of the holy name. But as time goes on and the devotees practice, they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and they see the effect it has on their own lives and on the lives of so many other living entities, that initial faith becomes firm and fixed up and solidly established. Till that devotee is so fixed up that simply by chanting, he can affect other people with the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Just like you have an iron rod, and you may think it is iron, but if it is being in the fire, it becomes red hot blazing, you may say it's iron. Why say touch it? It acts like fire. So in the same way, even though we may be iron-like in this iron age of Kali Yuga, if we absorb ourselves in the fire of Harinam Sankirtan and we become touched by that potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that potency, that spark, can jump on any person, on anybody that is there. So, just like when there's great fires, whether it be the fire in Chicago or fire in other places, they usually started off very small. Somebody was milking a cow, and the cow just stepped aside and hit the lantern, and the lantern fell into the straw, and boom. It was just a small fire. One barn was on fire, and then it jumped on some other house, and all of a sudden, the entire city got burned down. Just like Hanuman, you can say, one little monkey. How much damage can one little monkey's tail do? But he burned down the entire Lanka. So, the same way, if we do not check, if we do not stop the tendency for sinful life and sinful activities, and we eradicate it, like that lantern which falls into the straw, it will cause great havoc and devastation. So, it is said that disease, deaths, and fire have to be eradicated. You cannot just leave them a little bit, because eventually they will come again out and blaze, so you cannot check them. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful that even people who are most unfortunate, they will become touched. They will become changed by it. When the inhabitants of Kulinagram went to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him who is a Vaishnav, in the first year he said a person who is constantly chanting Hare Krishna is a Vaishnav. In the second year they asked the same question, not because they forgot, but because repetition of a good thing is a good thing. And if you're humble, you may ask the same question, but you want to extract more meaning from the speaker. So Mahaprabhu was saying that what was the second one? By seeing. No, that's the third one. Yes, exactly. Thank you. The first person was a person who once chants Hare Krishna. That person is a pure devotee. The second year, he said, a person who's constantly chanting Hare Krishna, that is a pure devotee. And on the third year, it was a person who upon seeing, you start to chant Hare Krishna. That is a pure devotee. So, by the great fortune of Srila Prabhupada and our predecessor Acharyas, we have been given this greatest gift of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by accepting it wholeheartedly and chanting it with devotion and faith, we can become not only freed from sinful activities, but our life will become successful. And what is the criterion? What is the test that we can see that this is actually happening? Any person who sees you will start chanting Hare Krishna. Huh? Anybody will go, oh, Hare Krishna this, Hare Krishna that. Huh? And we can see that this is actually the effect of the Hare Krishna movement. If you travel around the world or in your country or around your neighborhood, around your block, you see that so many people have been touched by the mercy, by the potency of Srila Prabhupada, which for us may seemingly be imperceivable. Just like a short while ago, I'm in Kazakhstan, and from one program we drove in the evening, and it was a red light, we stopped, and there was one drunkard, and he came to the car to beg for some money. And we gave him prasad, which we had from the program, luckily. And we said, Hare Krishna. And he said, Hare Ram. So you may not know who this person is. Huh? We don't have the history of every individual. So many people on the South Indian Yatra we saw, they saw the devotees, and they chant Hare Krishna, and they're very appreciative. Like one person in Sri Rangam, every morning was walking through the flower market where they're making garlands for Ranganath. And he was there smiling and waving like that. And then after a few days, he built up some courage, and he came over and he talked to me and revealed that he was actually already practicing and going to the temple there, but he had some problems in his life. And I said, that's all okay, but you just please chant and please come to that boys' high school. Our Guru Maharaj is giving talk and you will like it. So in the last program, he came and he was there with tilak and everything. And he was chanting very blissfully. So for us, from the outside perspective, it may seem like all these people are covered by material energy. But we do not know what is their history. We do not know what is their heart, what is their state of heart. Just like Vibhishan, people looked at him and said, wrong family. You come from the wrong country. This is your persona non grata. You are not wanted here. In fact, let's kill him at once and get rid of him. But Lord Ramachandra and Hanuman, they knew the heart of Vibhishan. And because his heart was deeply absorbed in surrender, they accepted him in their company. So, to take to the chanting of Hare Krishna and continuously chant Hare Krishna with full faith that this will invoke all auspiciousness, that this will change not only my life, but it will change the face of the earth. It will change the destiny. It can actually create a time where it will become like Satya Yuga. Now, Srila Prabhupada has made this statement. But the question is, do we have faith in that? Or do we think, oh no, 2012, it's all going to be over. World's going to be finished. And after 12, it comes 17, 19, whatever odd number, you know, however long it takes to write the book and make the movie. Do we actually have faith? And do we have the patience? Just like when Brahmaji was meditating and he was crawling down on the lotus flower and the stem, the Lord appeared. And when he prayed for the creative energy, the potency to create all the species and all the universe and everything in it, the Lord told him, do not be anxious and do not be... desperate or depressed, because whatever you are praying for has already been granted so many times before. So whatever we are praying for, whatever we aspire in devotional service, It has already been granted by Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha by the most magnanimous of all incarnations, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Most of us did not meet Srila Prabhupada, and we lament greatly for that fact. But we may say that when we hear from Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are saying that many of us had a few glimpses, a few short moments with Prabhupada, and that now it is almost more easy to access the mercy and the instructions of Srila Prabhupada than when you lived in the movement in the 70s. Is that correct? So, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very widely accessible by the potency of Srila Prabhupada and all his dedicated followers. And we can go anywhere on this planet and people will know, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, ISKCON, oh, Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. They will know because they've come in touch with the potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us become humble recipients of that mercy of Srila Prabhupada and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and faithfully carry out their instructions. Prithivita Chaita Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Mora Nam Yarade Ketare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Gyana Guru Hanatarae Desh. And speak to anybody we meet about Krishna. Give them Krishna in the form of the holy name of Krishna Prasad, Bhagavad Gita. And in this way, benefit the people of all the lands with the mercy and the message of Krishna consciousness. In the last month, we were out distributing books in the Bombay area. And we have seen that you're in the most fortunate situation. You may think that this is South Bombay, all kinds of nonsense is going on, quality of life is not very good from a material perspective. But you have all opportunities for sharing Krishna consciousness with other living entities. You don't even have to walk out the door. People come here every day and wander around. What's going on? What's happening? How come there is such a beautiful palace in the middle of this neighborhood, in the middle of this hell? Yes. So people are actually looking towards the devotees and they want to become enlivened with Krishna consciousness. So it is our sacred duty to share Krishna consciousness with them. Now we may say so many things, we may give them so many things, but people will take one look at our face. And then they can see the proof, because the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. So in the same way, the proof of a Hare Krishna devotee is, as Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. If you chant Hare Krishna, you become happy. So if you're not happy, that means either we're not chanting or something with our chanting is slightly off. So people will hear so many things and maybe they believe something or they remember something. But if you see a happy person who is enthusiastic and who is dedicated, who is faithful, that touches your heart. Outside of Almaty in Kazakhstan, we went up on a mountain. There's a Christian monastery, Orthodox monastery. You have to walk for several hours into the mountain. The monks, they have one very reclusive monastery in the forest up there. And we met a person there, and we asked him, he's about my age, how long have you been serving here? And he said, for 10 years. But he hasn't been yet initiated. Because it doesn't go by seniority or by age or by... It is when the chief of the monastery finds you fit to be initiated. Then he awards you initiation. They go into the mountain for fasting, without food, in prayer, in meditation. I saw he was a very sincere person, extremely sincere. And I asked him, how can you do this? There's just a couple of you here. Most of them are past 80 years old, like that. But he saw that this is his way to God realization. So he had some taste. He was dedicated to the process. So we have the living proofs of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, of Srila Prabhupada's compassion. They're amongst us. But we should not take it for granted, because the living proofs and legacy of Srila Prabhupada, which is living on in his disciples and in his grand disciples, if we become negligent or we become overcritical or proud, we may disassociate ourselves from the Sangha of the Vaishnavas. And then we will not become touched by that mercy. Like we may be in the rain, like there's that cartoon in that nectar, in that book, from that fellow who's there, and it rains, but he has an umbrella. And there is one tap, and one little drop is coming. So he's waiting for that drop. But outside it's raining. Have you seen that cartoon? I thought it's very ironic, because that guy is me. I'm sitting in the rain, and it's pouring on all sides. The nectar is just pouring. It's flying all over. But I'm carrying my umbrella. But at the same time, I'm also carrying a little cup. And I'm waiting to get that little drop of benefit from my personal efforts of what I'm trying to do and to achieve. So the mercy is all around us. It is so prevalent that it hits us in the face. But because of arrogance and foolishness, and because of so many sinful desires in our heart, we distance ourselves, or we are aloof from this process. So to be blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest blessing anyone can strive for. And this Hare Krishna movement is meant for this purpose. Like Srila Prabhupada is stating here, that the Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose. To establish the Varnashram Dharma, the Daivi Varnashram, and give people the chance to live peaceful and happy lives in Krishna consciousness. And then it will be like Ram Raja. But there's some strictures, like there'll be a king. There'll be a leader. And it will not just be, oh, what's your opinion? What's your opinion? What's your opinion? But there will be some directive. There will be regulative principles. There'll be religious duties to perform. So we want Ram Raja without Ram. That is exactly what Ravan wanted. He wanted to have all the facility, but he didn't want it to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why he was the epiphany, he was the pinnacle, the role model for materialists, Ravana. So to simply follow all the rules and regulations without having Krishna there and putting Krishna in the center and doing everything for Krishna's pleasure and worshiping Krishna, not simply because of dreadful duty, or because otherwise we'll be fined or sanctioned, but because we love Krishna, because we see that Krishna is the Lord of our lives. He's the most lovable object of our devotion. He's the most magnanimous personality. He is coming time and time again. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharmasam sapanartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. To annihilate the demons and the miscreants, and to benefit the devotees and to reestablish the principles of dharma. That is why he is appearing time and time again. So we have this opportunity. Let us take this opportunity seriously and dedicate ourselves to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will never be the losers. We will never be in a despondent state. Like one might say, well, Bharat, you know, for such a long time he performed such severe austerities. You know, he ate barley cooked in cow urine. is not very palatable. He's wearing tree bark and doing so many tapasyas. But he was very clear. It was very clear in his mind. There was not one moment for an iota where he thought, oh no, now my chance has come. It has passed up my older brother. So anyway, now I can be the one. He was not an opportunist. He was not ambitious, falsely ambitious. But he knew his place and he knew his connection with Lord Ram. And that's why he served dutifully and sincerely. And he got all mercy, all benedictions. In the same way, Vibhishan, who was faithfully trying to give good counsel and advice to his brother, Ravan. Even though he's been ridiculed, he's been insulted, he's been exiled, cast away, still, he was so compassionate and magnanimous that when his brother died, he cried tears of affection and sympathy for him. And with a very humble mind and heart, he accepted dutifully the position of the king of Lanka. But in his heart, he always was thinking, oh, why could not my brother surrender to Lord Ram? Then he would have been king of Lanka. That was his mood. That was his spirit. He wasn't like, okay, this is my chance. Let me grab it. Like that. So we were in Sri Rangam, and we were seeing a wonderful welcome address from the Sri Vaishnavs, headed by Murli Bhattar and Lakshmini Shinga Bhattar and all the others, great souls. And we saw how the representative of ISKCON, of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj, was welcomed and he was honored, not just with garlands and sweet words, but with elephant and horse carriage and shawls and turbans and so many musical and dancing girls and so many different other functions were going on. And I was thinking in my heart that this is perfect. This is wonderful. Because they are doing the Vyasa Puja that we will never be allowed to do. It's like the, what do you call on the day before? Yeah, the Vyasa. Yeah, it's like the Adivas for the Vyasa Puja function here. So they can do those things. We cannot do those things. And as we were walking by, I saw Dwarkadish Prabhu standing on the side of the road and tears were gliding down on his face. He was so much in emotion, so much happy to see. And I saw how Srila Radhanath Maharaj was very grave and very sober and very stern, passing on all the praise, all the respect, all the glory to his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So, we can observe this and try to extract the teachings and the mood, the spirit. Because Krishna consciousness is about the essence. It's about the spirit. What is the substance? Just like milk. Milk is the substance. The form in which it is being contained is different. Maybe in the udder of the cow, maybe in a silver or golden cup. It may come in a plastic bag. Now the form is nonetheless important for practical purposes. But if you don't have the substance, if there is no milk, then the form is meaningless. It is useless. So in the same way, the essence of Krishna consciousness, the substance of this Hare Krishna movement, compassion, pure loving compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna is the substance. And in the form in which it is transmitted, in which it is distributed, That form will change according to time, place, and circumstance. And the more we are able to understand this, and the more we are able to be inspired by the Lord within our heart to distribute His mercy freely, the more we will be able to relish that mercy, and the more others will be able to access that mercy. But if we're stuck on the form, then the substance will not be appreciated and relished. So Srila Prabhupada has made it very clear that what is the substance of this Hare Krishna movement? It is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and developing that compassion for all living entities, because this is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as it was stated in one beautiful offering, what is our relationship with Lord Chaitanya? We are Patita, and He's Pavan. He's the Savior of the most fallen. That is our relationship. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there's any commentaries or... Yes, please.
In the purport, Prabhupada says that we can make this Kali Yuga like Satya Yuga, right? With all. In Hawaii, he gave one class, and he was saying, this Krishna consciousness is so powerful that if 1%, that means 99% of the population may be sinful, but 1% becomes Krishna conscious, he said, the whole world will become like a heavenly planet. And he said, and 10%, it would be like Vaikuntha.
Jai, Haribo.
So 1% is not that much. I mean, we can see things are expanding nicely here in India. So we should set that goal, change this Kali Yuga, this horrible age. And the other thing I wanted to address, you said many of us have not met Srila Prabhupada, but I would have to differ with you because you meet Prabhupada every time you open that book. That is really Prabhupada. And what to say, you meet Prabhupada when you distribute his books. That is actually the distribution of Prabhupada's books is Srila Prabhupada embracing you. So don't think that you haven't met Srila Prabhupada. You've met him, certainly.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes, there are still idlis downstairs, just in case you wondered. I knew that question was on some people's minds. So you can see I'm a psychic and can read people's minds. I wanted to thank all the organizers of the Yatra for all the austerities they've performed. It was a wonderful experience, and I hope to be allowed to take part in many more of such transcendental ventures. And actually here I've seen people are so appreciative of the devotees. You can actually go out in Bombay and distribute books simply by chanting Hare Krishna. You don't have to say anything else. I've tried it. Is it right, Radhavala? You remember that day? Which station it was? On Central Line. We went to some place. Kurla. And it was quite busy place. And it was just too noisy and too busy to actually speak to the people. So we just chanted Hare Krishna. And whoever stopped and started smiling, we gave them a book. So you don't have to think about, I'm not a great orator, I'm not a very skillful speaker, I don't remember so many verses. If you only remember one verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. People will come up to you and will say yes. That's great. I like that. How much? What can I give you? And now is the beginning of the year, so let us take inventory of 2010 and let us make plans and sankalpas for 2011. What can be improved? Our mood, our motto should be ABS, always better service. What could be improved? How can we serve the people better? Like I see so many activities going on in the morning and in the evenings, but throughout the day, not so much. But there's so many people roaming around, so many people going to Gandhi Memorial, or why not connect with those tour operators and bring them here during the mornings and in the afternoons when it's kind of quiet time, not so much going on, and do some tours. In Radhadesh, they're getting 30 to 40,000 tourists every year. It's a very remote place. They bring them with buses. They take a tour of the temple. They take prasad. They see the deities. They go to the gift shop, to the bakery. They buy books, and they go home. Why? Because some devotees went out and contacted those tour operators. We don't know that we're sitting on a gold mine here. We just have to start minting. But the currency is not gold. The currency is Shraddha. It is faith. Faith in the holy name and faith in the process. And the goal of chanting Hare Krishna is more chanting of Hare Krishna. Because right now there is some people who are affected. But there's 20 million people in this city. That's kind of inconceivable for a little guy who comes from Switzerland where the total population is 7 million. And if you want to see the country, it takes you exactly 4 hours north-south by car, and east-west is also 4 hours by car. That's the size of the country. You don't even see Bombay, 4 hours. So, because you can only go at 10 miles an hour. So there's a lot of people out there, and they want Krishna, and most of them like Krishna. That's the amazing thing here. You don't have to argue about philosophy. What are you? You know, Dvaita, Dvaita, Shuddha Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, you know, which mat, which line? No. Not required. The only question I ask people here is, do you like Krishna? And you'd be surprised, more than 80%, actually almost 100% of the people say, yes, I like Krishna. What other questions are there to ask? Okay, here, that's it for you. Special delivery. Because Krishna is all attractive. And this process of devotional service that has been given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada is all attractive. It is all sweet. And if it is not sweet, it's because we're not chewing on the on the rasgulla, but we're chewing on something else. We're having something else in our mouth. That's why we're getting a different experience, a different flavor. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.